I'm talking with Scott Howe. He's the former Utah Senate Minority Leader and the 2012 pick for the Democrats in this November's U.S. Senate race. Now, you said you were just on the Doug Wright Show. How do you feel about the debate he held last week between the two Republican candidates?
Oh, you know, it was a really interesting debate. To me, open dialogue and discourse are always a good thing. But the unfortunate truth is that the two Republican candidates, they were promoting the same failed policies. And, one candidate pushed this the whole extreme political thing, while the other is genuinely a part of the establishment that's been promoting the Washington stalemate. And our country, we just need problem solvers. We need to end the gridlock. We genuinely should be focusing on making progress and solving problems and not staking political ground for political gain. And it really, it was a sad thing. So
what are some of those failed policies you feel that caused this economic recession that we're currently in?
Well, I think our taxes and our whole initiative on where we are on taxes, our corporate rates continue to be skyward. I think the whole notion of the mortgage industry, and that truly caused such great pain. And, you know, I'm all about smaller government, but I'm about effective, efficient government. And to allow an industry to have people come in and give stated incomes and counting on inflation of increasing the prices of their homes so they could afford it and salaries going up, we've got to continue to focus on tax relief for the middle-class Utahns. We have to make sure that the wealthiest individuals and corporations are paying their fair share. And the other thing is, we have two wars that we're in, and neither one of them have been paid for. Neither one of them. Now, I'm all about tax cuts, and I think that we got to have a fiduciary responsibility when we propose tax cuts. But we gave tax cuts, and then we didn't have any way to pay for them. And I just think that's so irresponsible. And that's not a Democrat or Republican issue. That's a American issue. So. And, you know, for Orrin Hatch, he's the fourth largest earmarker in our country. And it's appalling to me that he would even think about being the finance chairman when he has contributed, he voted to raise the debt ceiling 17 times. That's just irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make the payments on Social Security and Medicare, it's going to have to be increased. But I want a balance, a roadmap to the balanced budget where we even have a budget.
So is that something you feel you could bring to the table if you were elected?
Oh, absolutely. I think the 34 years of working for the IBM Corporation, I had to have a budget every single year, Mackenzie. And if I didn't meet my budget, then my job was on the line. And I had to make drastic cuts. Some years when our revenues weren't where we projected, I'd have to go back and make the hard decision. And some of those cuts included personnel, travel, and expenses. And there's a lot of transformation that we've done at IBM that I want to transform over to the government.
Now, let's talk about your platform a little more. We've talked about you're running on the three E's, and we've talked about economy. Education is another E, as well as energy. So what are your views on energy and conservation?
Kenzie, I believe that we can preserve our landscape for our future generations and create solutions for safe and responsible energy. I am a big proponent of solar. And, you know, when you talk about the mineral reserves, you have to be able to be willing to talk about recovery of minerals that does not inhibit our landscape. That's why Secretary Salazar recently came out and the BLM extended thousands of acres in Utah to do natural gas mining, or I guess natural gas exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And the reports that I read tell me that we have 200 years supply of natural gas. And I'm a big believer that when we get that technology refined, we can put a dent in the fossil fuels that cause such challenges to our environment and to our economy.
Well, Mr. Howell, thank you so very much. You answered all my questions.
Well, Mackenzie, have a great afternoon, and feel free to call back anytime.
Again, that was Democrat Scott Howell. He'll face either incumbent Orrin Hatch or his competitor Dan Lillenquist in this November's Senate election. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.